This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Whakalofalahi atu, ko aunei ko Love Satina, Solomona Fleck Hartog. Mai hea ko whakahoa langmatai ko Josepha Hans Hartog. Ko maua nei, ko whalewe atu ki lunga he leo tango nei, koe li teo Free FM 89.0, Independent Community Media. Leo niwe, niwe ha motu whakahele, penina he Pasifika. The voice of our beloved homeland of Niue, the rock of Polynesia, the pearl of the Pacific. Whakanono mai matamatangananga kai hawhangi atu e whakaholuanga hatatulu e awhiawhini ke helorone ka tātuei ke la tae motautulu. Kua whanono mai ke he Tama Niue Plus. Whakanono mai ka tātua.
Thank you.
Tau pohi e matama tananga ke hawhangia ki a tautoro a tau whakaroanga ke la tae mai tamani we plus ki hea whiaf nei. Ke tautoro atu tautoro ke he tohi aslamo, tahe se o hong fulmataha, kamata e he kubu hong fulu. Koe mataku tako ki a Yehova, koe kamata anga ia he ilo ilo. Psalm 111 verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Koe tau whakaholoanga ia me tau kupu, mai he hana whinangalo, ke takitakea ki he tau tōru a tau mamui, ke he waha tapu nei ne whanonga atua tau tōru ki ai. Ke ke tau kupu nei, mo whakamawhananga ma tau tōru e tau whanau, whakanganga he atua. Nā kai, tose hana whakalofa ma tau tōru. Kai, manatu tau tōru ke tuku atu e tau riongi ki ia ke he tau mga hosi, ke hea na whakalofanoa ke to tūru hea na tau whanau. Pese ia, kwa mga honi to hea atua ue tau a whanau, ke la tai mō tau tūru, ko hoko tau a whanau ke whahatapu nei, se pia fōki ke whahatapu kwa mole. Whakalofala hea tu kia mtūru mahe tamani ue plus, kia munu ina e tau a whanau ha mtūru, ne kia fua kia tuiki e tau a halonga mā tau tūru, Momuturu e tau whaua ko hokoi e tau afnau. Pese ni kona kai maike ke tukutuku atu tau ingoa ki lunghele tio nei. Ta iloa me māma i muturu koha i e tau afnau ko hokoi ke he maina nei. Pia fōki ke tau mas maskelea ke tau mamasi ko a hokoi ke tau matakainanga ha tau tūru. Whakalofala i atu ke muturu ki a whakamunuina heiki ma whakamalolo e tau. Hihina mata, hatau tūru e tau matrenanga ko mō wai e tau loto mamaku, mamoko me tau loto malipilipi, hā kua hoko mai e uianga eiki ki hea tau tūru e tau whakahelehele. Kai tātu e lolongu nei ke hafangiaki e tau whakaholoanga, ka mātou taki atua maua muio sefa ki ai, tutu kotu e mangāhu ki ia, ke tau sei e ia hana, a tau whakaholoanga hanga au ia ki tau fuafuanga matangi. Hanei matakamantakainanga, whakanono mai ka tātio.
Money. Whakalofalahi atu kuo nei ku Yosefa Hans Hartog. Welcome listeners to Tama New Way Plus. New Way's weather from Tuesday the 10th of May until Monday the 16th of May. Isolated showers on Tuesday with southeast trade winds. A few thunderstorms for Wednesday and Thursday, southerly winds. Then showers clearing for Friday. Saturday still southerly winds, fresh on Friday. For Sunday, sunny to start with afternoon increasing clouds, east to southeast winds becoming brisk. Thunder showers by Monday, fresh east to southeasters. Temperatures, the average temperatures lows between 20 to 24 and the highs between 23 and 27.
Ai e mata mata ka nanga koe tau whakaholoanga ia ha tau tōru hanga au ia ke tau fuwhuanga matangi ke he motu ha tau tōru ko Niue. Pese ni ko anā kai wha mātu utake ha tau tōru ke he tau mena tutupu ke he motu ha tau tōru hanga au ia ke he tau matangi po whetau mena ka tutupu ai ka hei tungai wha tau tōru lo tau tōru na wha tō hai a wha ke he motu ka pese ia o tau ia tau tōru ke he awhiawhinei kua kwatatuai ko se Wo furu te minisi he mole hola ono ka liu woman tama ka nange tate lolongo e ke whanonongo to turu ki ai. Mare mare mai mata mata ka nanga kua nanga I mita ke lahi lapa kofi ke la tai mo tau tūru ya fia finei ailoa kua hebe hebe ke ta whoa ne ta pake ta lorongo nei poka ma hika hika ai ma hika hika tau lapa kofi fōu ka ailoa au ka linga I mita ke he tau se he tau whawa hane tau se lapa kofi ka e pese ia mita ke ta lorongo ka e tahe mena tungai he loi tau tūru kua mena ai whawhai lorongo Lohi ka hatau tūru I tau e tau niwe. Ka pese ia mātu taki atu e tau whakaroanga hatau tōru. Ai ke lea e mena ia kua ngā ngāu tu e ka hei tau lapa kofi ka e toka ai ke. Mātu taki atu e tau whakaroanga hatau tūru ke tau tāla tū whakaholo. Hai ai e tau whakaroanga ke he motu hatau tūru ku niwe. Ko hawhangi tuai e puhala ke whenonga hatau tau tūru ke he motu. Ai loe au koe tau mga aho whee, poke mahina whee, ka hawhangi ai. Niue has opened up for our people to travel home and the tourists as well. I really don't know what is the right month and the right time. I think you people better watch Tangata Pacifica on Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. On ono atu ke Tangata Pacifica, ke loa ai e mtūru e tau whakaholoanga, ke tau atu motu me tau mena tutupu, ke he tau tangata hatau tōru. Ka e whanonongo atu me kisikisi atu ke tangata Pasifika awha iungu ka mata e he holahiva, hawhi holahiva he mōpungpongi. Sa so, koe mena riwaki foki e tau whakaholoanga ni ai lui au koe aho tapu whakalai te upu ke aho whi. Ka pese ia kisikisi atu ke he tangata Pasifika. Hai ai foki tau mena ke kisikisi me whanonongo atu tōru. Listen in to the 551 PI. that opens up on Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. with Farmer Williamu and Inga Mokole. They will give us the right information about Niue. As far as I know, there's no other news that coming from Niue itself, because I haven't been listening to the 551 PI. Na kai la fanu no ngo tua o ke 551 hata tur mata mata kananga ha kolongi to men ko ha pe hi a kilunga ke matu fini nei ke hita o nga hua ke justice of the peace ke lang mata ye to tangata ke formulia i halo tur to pepa ke mai ke ai ke moa i halo tur to tupe ko me fini ko o tu ke ai kai pe seia a mamana ke tau tōru ke manuina e tau whenonga ke mutu o tau tōru ngani we ko hawhangia e ke riri watu ke ewa ewa me fia fia e me whalewea e ke hitau matakananga taki toko taha. Hayai e taha tala ne pehe mai ko e pale mia ha tau tōru ko a mana ke ia ke tuk whenonga mai he mutu ko ni we ke whenonga ato ia ke mutu ko peretania ai lwe au ko hingo hana whikau. Kai pehe ka hai tala hau mai e lau tulu ia, koe whinau to ia ke pere fua polo. Kai tahe mena alaki si au he pale mia hata tolu, ko a hau ke mutu nei ke whakatu tala ai ke tau mena, hangau ia ke te ke mutu hata tolu, mai tau tupe lang matai, ne ko tuku atu he whakatu whono he mutu nei ko nisilani, ke la tai mo tau tulu e tau whanani we. Kai pese ia, koe tau tala tung he tala hai tau tolu ka haa, tu tala tu whaholo, tu tala angimatangi. Kai mātuta ki atu ke te whaua ni loa e tu tala hako, hangau ia ke mutu, ne o mai e tu tūru, ke mutu tu tūru ko ni we. Ai whi mena lahi ke tu tala ki ai he awhia whinei, kai koe watu ni ke tu tala ke he tau matakau, ne ko mātuta ki atu ki ai, hangau ia ke he tau whakawhikauanga, me tau ngā hua lima, wa mātuta ki atu ki ai. We will continue with our community news. I'll go into our... Joseph will cover the other part of it from our community Waimama Niue group. Some people are questioning our name of our group. I've been running this group for a long time with the Hamilton Combined Community Trust. And I use the name, it's my own land, that name Waimama in Niue. But never mind, forget about that, and we will continue with our program. We're still going good anyway, but winter is coming. And this time, for our other projects, doing our crochet blanket, and our knitting, and our quilt making, embroidery, sewing anything that you need to sew, making new dresses, sewing everything that you need for your own use and for your own home. And cooking as well. Some people are asking to teach them how to bake scones. Scones is not a new dish. And everything else. And we will be teaching them how to cook island food, especially our Niue food, and how to for our young people to make the takihi. It's not an easy dish to make, but we are glad, and I'm very happy to help you, and same as the other people who know that, and how to make the polo. I know my husband Joseph loves his polo, and I'm very happy for him that he liked my island food, so I don't have to cook a different food for him. Good on you, love. Mwe tau pia foki and pitako and many more food that we need to teach our young Niue, New Zealand born. As we all know, Niue have 13 villages. We may speak the same language, but sometimes we use different dialects. They have different ways of talking. Because I come from the main village of Niue, that's Alofi. We have different wording for different things that we have. And maybe Mata from Mutalau, the village of Mutalau, she had a different way of naming the tapioca or the taro, because there are different, like we had before, we had a program about different taros. Hey? And we will continue with our newest stuff. And like I said, Niwa has 13 villages in that, and we at the moment we have a lot of problem in Niwa with families because Niwa in those days we don't have written agreement on anything. Our people in those days, they used the cave to write whatever, maybe 1, 2, 3, like the whatever you can call it. It's not in words, because the Niweans doesn't know how to write at that time, and to read anything. And it's always a verbal talk. Our parents and our grandparents, they talk a lot. And you have to observe how they use, it's like a sign language, and you know, they use their hands and their eyes a lot. And listen carefully, and to have a good memory to compute everything into your brain for future use. Because, you know, the hurricane and the storms and whatever hit Niue years ago before the cyclone Heta, and the tsunami that hit Niue, everything has been destroyed. And because they were wet, there's no storage for those records of anything, because I know I used to work in the hospital, and we have a big room down near the cliff or whatever you can call it, and it's all destroyed, and nobody knows what happened to those records. Anyway, we will carry on, and anyway, now it's the we can learn about our genealogy, and because in Niue, family are fighting against a family, fighting for the right of the land, who owns it, and who are the bosses of the Leviki Mangafawa type of thing. But it's sad in a way, because our ancestors, they live harmony with one another, working and sharing food. Sunday is the day for sharing, whether it's big or small. Remembering memories of long ago, a child growing up in the village of Falufi, playing with our next-door neighbor friends and other friends further along the road. Koe tau mana mana tuanga, ke he tau waha, he tau whanau I kiki, ke motu koniwe, ne whalataha I e tau matakananga, mai he tahakaina, ke tahakaina, ke pleiai, moe tau kapisinga, ko whalataha mai ai ke he aho. We use anything that is available as our toys to play with. We use keeping ropes from wild passion fruit vines. Koe tau vine ia, koe tau kawe vine ia, tau tōru matau matakananga, ne whātoho mai, ke tau sei, mō hopa fue ka haha tau tōru. To be here forky, and also playing marbles. We don't have marbles. We use round small stones or candlewick nuts. Those are the marbles we play with, and we use the stone to, you know, throw them in there and make sure that they come out of the ring that you put in the circle, let's put it that way, that you have put all your stones and whatever you can put in there. If you're playing for two, one use the stone and the other will use the candlewick nuts. So you don't have to, you know, fight who's this and who's that. But never mind, those were those happy days for all of us kids who grow up together. And it's better for me and Josie to talk more about Niue. We will cover other community news as well. And I think I'll put it on to my whakahoalang matai ko Yosefa for him to carry on with our program. Tuku atu ke hea ko tokoua ko Yosefa, ke mātuta ke atu e tau whakaroanga tau tūru ke hawhiawhi nei ma tau matakananga ke la tae meri te ohe tau whanau Niue koe tama Niue Plus. Tuku atu mga nui ke ia.
Thank you, Tina. Now, our community news, haven't heard yet for further notice or events from Hamilton Combined Community Trust. At this moment, we are maintaining our own Waimaama Niue group with our projects and programs, which includes Mothers Union. Further notice regarding Mothers Union, we will be informed in due time about meetings concerning what is happening about the diocese throughout New Zealand. In the near future, further information will be given. Ko Te Pasifika has started meeting with community leaders who are the founders of the organisation, the Pan-Pacific Hub for the Pacific Islanders and others. The building of the hub is nearly completed, hopefully by the end of this year. Meetings will continue for the feedback of the seven Pacific nations, the importance of bringing our Pacific people together as one, because united we stand, divided we fall.
Hei e matama taka nangoi tau whaholo anga hai ha ngā wia kei tau mata kau ke he kehi. Ka koto tau wa teo ia ke he hau whakapele tānia ke la tai mō tau tūru ka ha e tau whānau. E nā kai loa e vang hau whakatingui he tau tūru. Ka pese ia tō mātuta ke tu fōki au ke he tau whakaholo anga ia ha ngā wia ke he mata kau ke kau te Pasifika. Ne ka mātai ka ha he tau whaua whakamua. Ti hoko ai e whanua ma tūru, he aho tūru, he mahina nei me ke he utaanga, mea mamana ki anga, ke whare fōu nei ko tāi ke latai me tō tangata Pasifika, ne he ngoai koe Pan Pacific Hub. Suka pehea i ka hae mena ia, koe tause ka hā kolo tūru ka hei tō tangata whakamua. They are the pioneer who worked hard to build Ko Te Pasifika. And now, we are nearly finished, like Joseph said, we are nearly finished building whoever's building the hub. I think they will rename the new Fale in the place where it stands. This is what we were meeting about. I don't think it will be no longer called Ko Te Pasifika, but we'll see when the time comes. Te hoko mai o ngā hoki loa e tau tūru, ko hingoa hingoa ko manako e tau tangata e lani, ke whakaingoa ke whare fōne e tau tūru, kua tā ai ke he kaina fōne e ko hoa tuki ai, mai manamana tō te fōki e tau tūru, and we have to acknowledge to the tangata whenua, the tainui. The Tainui. We need our own Turanga Waiwai. The hub is ours for our people and others as well. Koe whale ne matamatanga nanga kua tāe tō lahi e furufuruala. Kaya mamanaki ni a tau tūre tau tangata mahi tō atu motu ke kehe he Pasifika tonga. Ke mātu utaki atu ke tau ngā hua ni kua whakatauka ai ke la tāe me tau malolo sino. He tau tangata tau tūru mahi atu Pasifika. Pia fōki ke tau tangata e mutu nei ko whēni au mai anga lau tōru. Ke mōai e tau whakairoanga me tau langamatayanga ke tau mālolo sino. Kai pēse ia, a mamanaki ni a tau tōru, ke manuina e tau whakaholoanga me tau whanoanga. Koe tunga i he e tutu watu he hākoe ki tuko ua ko i o sefa ki a kau whakalataha ka hā tau tōru. Ke mena, pehehana tala hauanga ka ha, united we stand, divided we fall. Kwa ni motuai e tau kupuni we ke tuku atu ke he afif nei, ke la tai mwe nako whakaliliu te au kakwa ni muhifo e tau lo pepa ke he kaina ni Hawaii. Ka pese ia, koe pihia ka hai e tau whakaholoanga ke la tai mo tau tolu. Hako mena fitu ka ha e kautu mai atu Pasifika. Nekamataaki e funua nei, the founders, there are seven Pacific nations, as far as I know, when I come into it in year 2000. And I was grateful to have a job at that time as well. Even though we don't get paid, we work for nothing for a long time before we can get any funding for it. But never mind, that's how life goes, isn't it? In any way, like Joseph said, we haven't got much information from the Mothers Union, but I did have a phone call from our president, Valentine Ling Ronolea, concerning the meeting coming up in Auckland. There will be more information. Maybe myself and Joseph will join the meeting to see how the other diocese of New Zealand is getting on, and to vote for our new president. I think that Margaret is stepping down, but never mind. We'll find that out. And what we are doing this week as well, we are continuing with our New Year history. And next week, we will read more about the culture, the language, and whatever. But in the meantime, I think I will play the music before the time is up, so we can listen to it, and then Joseph can read something for us. ngahone mata mata ngang ratu ko tu ai kim ta kenang ko yesa pa ya ko ko ta uci ai tu pa kawang mata tu ko lo la hilorong ke la tai me pia pi ka pe se ia pa lo pa la ia tu ke pa nong nong mai ke a pia pi nei tu ko tu ke ia ke ta uci ai ta uta la nei ke la tai mo tu tu ko ta fa na ni we.
The history of Niue and its language. To all our Niuean families and friends out there, I will read about Niue. It's good to learn about our own heritage, where we come from, so we can maintain our identity. Tina will add on in Niue. The small island of Niue lies alone in the vast Pacific, 386 kilometres east of its nearest neighbour, Vauvau, in the Northern Tongan Group. It is a raised coral atoll with a rugged limestone coastline. From the narrow fringing reef, the land drops steeply to deep ocean. Peopled approximately 1,000 years ago, from Samoa to the north and Tonga to the west, the people of Niue developed their own distinctive culture in isolation from other groups. Captain Cook was the first European to visit in 1774, but he was repulsed and sailed away, leaving the name Savage Island. Gradually, throughout the 19th century, missionaries and traders established themselves on the island, although the Niueans were not keen to welcome them, due in part to the fact that each arrival of outsiders led to the outbreak of disease. Only after considerable perseverance was the island converted to Christianity, and in the 1860s, the London Missionary Society successfully established a mission on Niue headed by George Laws. Next week, we will continue on the history and language of Niue.
Haia mata mata nanga ko tau whakahoroanga haia hata tūru ki hawhia whinei hanga au ia ke tau tāla ke motu hata tūru ko Niue. Tunga he te lāte au mitake ke tū tāla atu ke he whangahonei ke lāta mai whangahau Niue he mahina au ke taupane a mamuna ki kiai. Hako maua mo Tom Heka ko maua ne tau si atu e tau whakahoanga whanganiwe ha maua ke he letio nei. I remember myself and Tom Heka, we started this program of ours for our language. I don't know who started it for later on when Tom left the radio and left our Tamaniwe program. But yeah, we got on. We got our books for the Ministry of Education in Wellington. But mostly we use our own knowledge of what we know and learn from our parents and our grandparents and school teachers as well. Si haia e tau whakahoroanga nei ma tau matananga. A mamana ki ke tunga e hei loe tau tūru. Ko e wanghau ni we mo e tau whakahoroanga ke tau whaua whewa whakamotu. Po ke tau tufunga motu hata tūru. Ko se se ingalo tui hako nā kai. Mā tūtaki atu e tau whanau hata tūru ke he wanghau. Some people said that we are not losing the Niue language and the culture. We are losing it because our children doesn't want to talk or to learn the language or to learn anything. Maybe in Auckland they are learning it, but here, I don't know about here in Hamilton. All I know is, you know, bits and pieces being taught by other people, but I don't know because they are not Niue born. Maybe Carissa was born in New Zealand and brought up in Niue, I don't know, but the other ones are not. So there you are. So it's our people is, you know, a bit fragmented at the moment. Like Joseph was reading to you about the island of Niue. We will continue next week to carry on with our program, talking mostly about my people and him as well. Learning to speak the lingo of my my culture, my history, my language, and my own people. And I'm grateful for that, that he was put himself out to do what is best for us New Wayans and also for himself. You marry the new air, you marry the language, isn't it? And all that stuff. He read to you about Niue, about, you know, the small island of Niue that lies in the vast Pacific Ocean. And there are so many different people that wrote about Niue and where they are and how many kilometers from the nearest Vavau in the northern Tongan group. And there was another save to the east of everything that people said, because like I said before, there wasn't anything written about the Niue history. It's the Palangi and the missionaries who come to Niue and established the London Missionary Society and all that stuff, because our Niue people are, we're not superstitious, we're people that believe in what we believe in. So did I, maybe I carry on what I learn and what I believe in. But sometimes, you know, it takes a lot to understand where another person come from. It's not that easy, like myself intermarried into the Palangi society and the Palangi way of living, and so were they that was married to me. And it takes them time as well to understand my culture, understand me as a person. But never mind, that's how we are. And that's what the Niue people are. Like I said before, Niue have 13 villages. And we speak the same language, but sometimes we use different dialect. But that doesn't stop us. Now we're here in this country, we adopted New Zealand as our homeland. But we always remember where we come from. We always remember our own roots, our own culture, and everything else that goes with it. But I don't forget who I am, like I said, and I'm happy. And I'm, you know, I'm happy to end it in by myself as a Niue anyway. But what else can we do? People like us, we come to this country to educate our children, and also I educate myself as I go along as the years goes by. And I'm looking forward for the next 20 years or something like that, so I can be with my husband, and he will be with me, and all that stuff. You know, just something joke for you people. It's nearly 7 o'clock, and I think I'll go into some songs, but next week we will continue on. Joseph will continue on reading, which I'm teaching him other Niue words that it's really hard for him to pronounce. Same with me, I think. It's hard for me to pronounce the Palangi words, but I learn as I go, but never mind. I think we'll play a song for us and to continue on until we come to nearly 7 o'clock, okay? Whakalofala hi atu.
Kia o fia fia mma fola tau tolu e pule ponei umomoko miau e po katoa kwa mana kia o fia fia mma fola tau tolu e pule ponei umomoko miau e po katoa. Longe tau fine, faka lave lave moe.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.